How to have a really bad morning in Chicago. Yes, good morning. And I'm sitting in a Starbucks, a very small Starbucks, somewhere near Logan Square in Chicago. Everything has gone wrong this morning, and I'm just going to tell you how you too could have a lousy start to the day. The first thing is you've got to have a really good night the night before, and it wouldn't be a bad thing to go to the Cat and the Goat, or the Girl and the Goat, some place like that downtown Chicago, with some good people. But the main thing is you make sure that you don't go to bed till about 1 o'clock in the morning. And then number two, the key thing is that you have to pre-arrange so that at the start of the day, you've got an appointment with somebody at 8 o'clock to have a cup of coffee. Yeah, you have a coffee meet arranged in advance. So have a good night the night before and have a rendezvous early in the morning. They're two of the essential things to do if you want to have a really lousy start to the day in Chicago. Ideally, arrange to meet somebody for coffee in a place you've never been before and a place you don't know how to get to. And also assume that you'll be able to sort it all out in the morning before you leave. Then go walking out on the street in Chicago hoping that you're going to get a taxi because, oh, by the way, make sure that you don't have access to Uber. Make sure you don't have a clue of the geography, and just make sure you assume that you just walk out onto the street, you put your hand up and the taxi driver will take you to wherever you want to go to. It's important to make these kind of assumptions, otherwise your morning won't be lousy enough. So you then, it's a good thing to then find yourself, and this is the thing that really makes for having a lousy morning. You create a situation where you have to go up to complete strangers on the street while you're feeling vulnerable. Yeah, vulnerable, meaning that you are, you know, you haven't had enough sleep, you haven't had enough water, and you don't know what these people are like, you don't even know if they speak your language. So you don't know if they'll be friendly, you're not sure which gender you should talk to, all of these things. It's essential that you make yourself be vulnerable, that's the word that comes to me. In order to have a really lousy morning, you should be feeling vulnerable when you're out on the side of the street, not knowing which way to go and needing or feeling that you need to talk to a friendly stranger. Yeah. Then the next most important thing to do is that you act decisively before you have a clue what you're really doing. Yes, you march off decisively in a particular direction, and it's quite a good thing to assume that the gods will look after you, because as time goes on and you're walking along and you're getting nowhere and you're feeling more and more vulnerable and wishing that you were back home in your own bed in Cork or anywhere else like that, you're going to lose the run of yourself, you're going to lose the track of yourself, and this really does make for having a very poor quality experience. Oh, the next thing you should do is you make sure that your phone is on silent, so that when you phone somebody, they can't hear you. You don't understand straight away why they can't hear you. You can't hear them. They can't hear you. And everything's gone wrong. Yeah, that's a good thing. Make sure that your phone isn't working the way you want it to work. So you've got no Wi-Fi, you've got no telephone, you've got no directions, you've got no energy. And if you combine all those sort of things, I think you have That's a good recipe for having a disaster. Above all, the bit that I think is you'll know that you're having a really lousy morning, and you know you've succeeded in bringing this on yourself if you feel vulnerable. Yeah. That's for me the real kicker. That'll put you right for the rest of the day. Thanks a million for listening. I hope this has really helped you to feel, something you mightn't have felt for a while. There's nothing like a really good bad time. Hey, 5 in Chicago.